And now we will start the visualization exercise. So again, making yourself relaxed and calm, breathing nice and slow, deep and easy, through your nose, out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you. And just taking a moment to ground into the experience you're in. Forgetting about the moments before or the moments to come. Just experiencing this moment as it is. And as I'm quiet, just focus on your breath, bringing your attention into this moment and letting everything else go. And then bring back to mind your goal. I will. I want. Repeat it in your mind quietly to yourself. Bring back to mind the qualities, strengths, attributes that are going to help you achieve this goal. Bring back to mind the motivation to undertake this goal. Why do you want it? What is it going to give you if you can accomplish this? Allow yourself to feel the pride, the sense of accomplishment upon achieving this goal. Allow yourself to feel the determination that you want to put towards this goal. Bring to mind again the knowledge you have of yourself and your strengths, and the knowledge you have of anxiety that will help you face this goal. And as you know, anxiety takes up less of your life, less of your energy, less of your mental energy as well. And as you've learned over these months, anxiety loosens its grip, it fades, it lessens the less breath we breathe into it, the less attention we give it, the more we face it and approach it. The more we stand it down, anxiety gets small and eventually disappears. So bring to mind the calming coping thoughts you're going to use during your doctor's visit. And your motto, I've got this, I can do this, I will accomplish this. It's okay to feel a little uncomfortable. I'm bigger than the anxiety. Whatever is meaningful to you. And now what I'd like you to do with all those things in the forefront of your mind, and the awareness of all the tools and skills you have to calm your mind, to calm your body, to change your thinking, using distractions, the mirror, the recordings, the hypnosis, the passive muscle relaxation. Using all those things and others, music, reading, distractions, everything we've done together, so many things you've learned, so great is your awareness and your skills. Little by little, more and more, you'll face the challenge, increase the intensity of the challenge, and walk towards the anxiety so that it gets smaller and fades away. So now see yourself leaving the house, driving towards the doctor's office, using the skills you can in the car with singing, music, breathing, distractions, calming coping statements, knowing you've had all these regions checked, and in so many years, nothing's come up. There's no symptoms, nothing to be concerned about. See yourself driving in your vehicle, using your breathing, using your calming, compassionate coping statements. Feel the determination. See the goal you have, I will. Enjoy the sense of accomplishment that will come after the visit. See yourself in the car, driving towards it, repeating your motto. Feel yourself parked in the parking lot, again reminding yourself of your goal, your strengths, the knowledge and skills you have, reminding yourself of your determination, the qualities that you bring to it, and the knowledge you have of anxiety, and the facts of the situation. Bring that to mind as you sit in your vehicle, looking at the office door. And then gradually walking towards and entering the office and checking in. If you sit down or immediately go in, feel every step, feel the strength in your legs, feel the strength in your spine, hold your head high, feel the strength, the confidence, the determination, the same way you'd walk into work every day. You're capable, you're confident, you're strong. This is just another task. Feel the strength in your legs, in your spine, holding your head high. I will do this. I can do this. I want to do this. See yourself in the office with the doctor, and you're discussing the plan. Hear yourself say with certainty, with clarity, to the doctor what the agenda is for the day. Feel the resolution. Feel the determination. Yes, there's niggling doubts and anxiety, and the groundhog wants to pop up. But you push them down, push it aside, and you stay steely-eyed focused on your goal. This is your plan. This is your goal. This is your agenda. You want to feel that sense of accomplishment. You want to feel the freedom, the relief. You want to get the energy that you devote to this down to nothing. So feel that determination, commitment to the goal. You know you can do this. You've done it before in your life. Feel the determination when you share the agenda. See and feel the interaction with the doctor. See and feel your mind staying present in the moment, following what she's doing, noting in your mind what she's checking, staying ever present. When we can stay focused in the moment as to what exactly is happening and feeling, watching, noticing everything the doctor's doing, then your mind has little opportunity to drift off and give breath to the anxiety. See yourself, feel yourself staying connected with what's happening, what she's checking, the sensations in your body as she checks them. Connect with your sense of strength and ability that you bring to the table that enable you to do this, to face your anxiety and to face it down. Connect with the determination, the commitment to your goal, and the wonderful sense of accomplishment you'll feel when the visit is over. Follow everything she's doing, staying connected with the moment. Yes, the groundhog may try to pop up, niggle you, nag you to check something else. Notice what you're going to say in your mind loudly and clearly and repeatedly if necessary. Remind yourself of your motto. I want this. I can do this. I am strong, whatever it may be. Doing your breathing, staying connected to the moment. Bring to mind your success and accomplishments moving across the world. Everything you've overcome going to work, managing the hectic lifestyle, parenting without much support, all fantastic accomplishments. You are strong and you can do this. Take a moment to see yourself in the doctor's office near the close of the visit, pushing the anxiety away, breathing, reminding yourself you can do this, you are doing this, and you want to do this. Feel the strength in your shoulders, in your spine, in your posture. Take a moment to visualize, imagine, feel the success. Walking out of that office, having checked what you planned, walking away, knowing, yes, the groundhog may want to pop up or try to pop up, but you will keep your mind busy. You will use your breath. You will use your distractions. You will use your calming statements, your factual statements. You will bring your motto to bear. And this will be repeated over and over again. and hours later will be easier. Hours from that you'll have forgotten you were there, and the next day you'll be able to go on with your day. See that, feel it, enjoy it. Reward your successes. Knowing you can get comfortable with feeling some discomfort, pushing through, trusting, believing in you, believing in the facts, believing in your ability. You can get comfortable with some discomfort, knowing that as you face the discomfort, the anxiety will fade. As you face the discomfort, the anxiety will fade. Always acknowledging your successes. Small, medium, or large, whatever they may be. So take a moment to really enjoy your success. Feel your success, small, medium, or large. And that brings the visualization exercise to a close.